Trader Cobb Crypto Podcast. This is the Trader Cobb Crypto Podcast.
G'day everybody and welcome to the Trader Cobb Crypto Show. It is Monday here in Sydney and an interesting weekend was had, of course. I was waiting for Bitcoin on the two-day chart to pull back into that cradle zone, and hopefully yesterday morning set me up a nice little bullish candle. Of course, that has not occurred. And Bitcoin's just slipped and kept on slipping and basically saw some pretty good movement over the weekend. Now, we've come down to the $7,000 mark, and $7,000 is basically smack bang on the 61.8% Fib level. Now, that doesn't mean I think we're going to get a bounce here. I'd hope we get a bounce here. The daily does look pretty bearish right now, but the fact of the matter is we do still have the higher highs and higher lows, and that can be very clearly seen on the two-day. Now, as much as the two-day chart doesn't have price pulling back into the cradle zone, unfortunately. Actually, the little candle that we've currently got now on the 2 day is kind of what I was hoping to have had yesterday, but around 7,400. Failed there miserably, and it's continued to pull back. Now, this is, as I say, a 61.8% Fibonacci pullback. So at this stage, if it doesn't push down any lower, there's nothing for me to be concerned about. Having a look at the higher time frames as well, look, the weekly is definitely a big red candle now. It's going to be quite interesting to see how we start the week. Now, I tend to say this week in and week out. That's because most recently there have been some pretty significant or interesting things to occur. This is the first time that we've seen a big bearish candle in quite some time, and it'll be interesting to see if we get a break to the high of this candle or to the low of this candle. I'm very interested to see how price reacts around the closing of this candle when that does in fact occur. Will we see the 61.8% Fibonacci level hold and move, or will it not? For me, I'm very comfortable with either or. As I say, you know, I just simply trade trends. Now, I wasn't concerned about the slightly lower high on the daily last week, and I stand by that. It's not really something that it was that is of major concern to me. It's not defined enough, not like the reversal back to the uptrend. So I'm still remaining optimistic about Bitcoin's options to the upside, but I'm also going to keep an open mind. And if we do see anything more bearish come in, I'll need to sort of assess things and, you know, maybe look to the lower time frames where there are some decent trends. Like the 4 hours got a pretty good trend there pulling back into that cradle zone. But for now, I'm happy to just sort of see how price plays out around this $7,000 mark. No, not making any big decisions or big calls at the moment. I'm still bullish until I see a very strong reason not to be. Now, if we just cover the rest of the top 10, not a great deal has happened, really. Ethereum against the dollar didn't have as big a sell-off over the weekend as what Bitcoin did, obviously. Bitcoin Cash was grinding lower, but didn't see the massive pullback. Bitcoin did see a pretty big sell-off on a Saturday, so that was quite interesting. Cardano also just grinding lower. Lumen grinding lower. NEO, a really good trade that we had on in my members group. When was that? Last week. It has continued. It did continue to fall. It was on the one-hour time frame, so, you know, realistically, there was no chance of getting out of the lows, but the stop-out point as a trail stop was about 27. What was that? Stop should have been trailed to above the high of that candle, which was 27.62, so 27.63. So a really good move there, you know, looking at about $4 downside there. good news was it was only a stop loss of $1.50. So a nice move there. Very good there. Happy with that. So that was good. But nothing really there right now of any interest on there. And again, we just seen the market sort of grinding lower. Something happened with IOTA over the weekend. I didn't do it. As apart from when I had a look quickly on Sunday morning to see if that two-day candle had closed the way I wanted it to raise an order on Bitcoin. Of course, it did not. I didn't do any checking of the markets at all over the weekend, and I think it's really important to take time out, you know, take time to enjoy yourself. You know, I had my dad down and had a great time with him, running around with the girls, my two kids, and thoroughly enjoyed my weekend of boat shows, a bit of fishing, bit of seeing friends, bit of awesome meat in the barbecue. It was a really good weekend, so I didn't really have a look at the market. The first look I'm having now is with you and looking at Ripple. Very strong support down there. I will be stalking an opportunity to the short side. I will have to have a close look at that, for which I will within my top 100 scanner. Finally, Litecoin has just tapped down through that support around that 74.50 level that we've been watching for quite some time. And so far, it's just sort of bouncing off of that at the moment, pulling back up. So across the top 10, look, apart from Bitcoin, there's not a great deal going on. Bitcoin did have quite a slide, but don't forget, it's got to be put into perspective. It also had a really good run up when we ran up, much, much stronger than the rest of these markets. Right now, there's not a great deal of bullish sentiment across the board. It actually looks more bearish for the most part right now, with some support levels either being broken or being tested right now. And I'll be interested to see how Bitcoin reacts to 7,000, being that we are at that 61.8% fib. This is normal to me. This is not an issue. This is not something to panic about, as we sit on a very strong point of which markets can often bounce. It's a round number. It's a 61.8% fib. It's a very clear uptrend. Very, very clear on the 2-day, much clearer there. You can see the cyclicity. You can see the chart structure. And I'm just going to wait and see what happens. So for today, Monday, what is it? What is the actual date? Monday, the 6th of August. I'll probably be doing a fair bit of sitting back on Bitcoin, but I will be looking across at the Bitcoin pairing to see if there's any opportunities there. Guys, have a fantastic day. Kick your week off right, and jump across to TraderCobb.com. Bye.
The Trader Cobb Crypto Podcast. Check out TraderCobb.com, because experience matters.